Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE warned us that we would never see it coming on the night of SummerSlam 2020. And for a change, they were right. Not only did fans and most of the folks behind the scenes have zero clue that the big dog was going to spear his way back into the promotion all those years ago, they also didn't see the exciting, white-hot, fresh, Roman-led future that was coming their way in the wake of this super crucial moment in WWE history. To put it simply, everything changed that night, folks. But what if it didn't? Well, I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and I present to you right now, what if Roman Reigns never turned heel in WWE? Reigns' days of trying to be the guy is the most generic babyface imaginable were over. After wrecking both the late great Bray Wyatt's Fiend and Braun Strowman, and then, you know, leaving, the industry's newest bona fide megastar was born. And it was that dramatic and deeply unexpected decision to take a walk on the dark side that kicked off an often riveting, cinematic even, spell. Even against the initial backdrop of LED screens and cheer/boo.wav, WWE's longtime project had finally found himself alongside his wise man, Paul Heyman. But he also found a way to bring his family and many more along for the thrilling long-term ride, elevating Usos, Underdogs, and NXT call-ups as the captivating years rolled by. The head of the table even made the often ridiculed Universal Championship feel like the most prestigious prize in all of WWE. That is pretty impressive. Now, turning the current era into the hottest in WWE history since the Attitude Era was not a one-man job, of course, but having the most badass, fascinating, and believable person in the business leading the charge definitely helped, and then some. He forced all around him to up their game and acknowledge that the bar had been raised. It simply cannot be understated then just how important the night of August 23rd, 2020 was, not just in Roman Reigns' story, not even just in WWE's, but in the industry as a whole. So what if all of that never actually happened then? What if Roman wasn't able to convince his bosses that it was finally time to leave the dull babyface shtick behind? What if this former Shield man hadn't been allowed to burst back onto the scene with a newly perfect grin, a lack of tactical vest, and a chip on his shoulder? Well, for a start, this soon-to-be megastar may not have actually come back at all. Even before the big dog chose to put his family first and take a bit of an extended break away from WWE at the start of the pandemic, Roman Reigns had been eyeing a long-awaited descent into darkness. In fact, the multiple-time world champion told Ryan Satin about a year on from his massive heel turn that he'd been wanting to be bad since his days in the Shield. But WWE had other ideas and felt that he was going to be the breakout babyface star of the group. And even with TV reactions often being, well, let's say, split at best, the numbers from live events and tours, for example, were too strong to take a chance on pivoting Roman into more of a heel character. He was their number one babyface and they were happy with it at that point. But even with those live event numbers still being decent enough to keep him at the top of the babyface pile, Roman had definitely had enough of all things bork bork by the end of 2019. Paul Heyman even recalled how his tribal chief felt that he simply could not go any further in the wake of, you know, all the weird dog food stuff with Baron Corbin. That was a dark time. And after he opted to step away from WWE a few months later, Roman decided that he was not going to return as the same bland babyface character that hadn't really gotten over in like half a decade. But what if the ever-volatile Vince McMahon refused to give Roman his wish? You wouldn't put it past him, would you? Firstly, that heel and rather iconic SummerSlam comeback would have likely been scrapped, meaning that Bray Wyatt's Universal Championship reign may have lasted a little bit longer. Or maybe there was a world where Roman was given no choice but to return that night in the tactical vest doing the whole big dog shtick because, you know, he's a professional and he was getting paid, it was his job. And after that, he probably would have been shoved into a potentially disastrous feud with the Demon Clown. Yep, that probably would have happened, wouldn't it? Now, those were some dark, dark times, never forget. And it wouldn't have been all that surprising to see WWE attempt to offer some light in this darkness in the form of what they saw as the sports entertainment white knight in Roman Reigns at that point, because they did. They thought it was this super clean, squeaky clean babyface hero, didn't they? Hell, they could even finally control your audible response to their hero too. So let's say Roman did do exactly what he was told, like the professional we know him to be, and came back in 2020 in that summer as the painfully stale baby bully. Well, one of arguably the greatest tales ever told probably wouldn't have ever made its way to the table. In the time that followed the arrival of this new tribal chief villain, Roman Reigns engaged in an increasingly gripping feud with his cousin, Jey Uso, horrendously manipulating and bullying his right-hand man over the coming months. The pair clashed in Universal Championship bouts that would later be described as mwah, cinema. Whether you were a fan of the overdramatic monologuing or the drawn-out wars or not, you couldn't really deny that this was at least something different. And that different was planting the seeds for a long-term story that's still being told today, and it's a pretty good one, isn't it? Because let's be honest, it's thrown out a lot more hits than misses over the last 3 or 4 years at this point. With no heel Roman dominating his family and unleashing his bloodline on all of his enemies then, you've got to imagine that the likes of Jimmy and Jey Uso probably wouldn't have been given the time or space to breathe and grow as individual performers. Those wonderful little backstage interactions with and about their head of the table. Jey's inner turmoil, Jimmy's initial refusal to fall in line. All of that helped the brothers flourish on SmackDown and become easily the most captivating and interesting tag team champions of the last 5 years. They'd even carry those belts to the main event of WrestleMania, which was the first time that had ever been done at WrestleMania 39. And it's hard to imagine any of that being possible if these two super talented lads were still just acting as babyface Roman two-dimensional sidekicks. Instead, they would have likely continued to steal the odd show and get mistaken for the other twin on occasion. Also, without Heyman by Roman's side and him not turning into the level of superstar that he is today on the back of no big heel turn, it's unlikely the head of the table would have possessed the same degree of creative control he has for much of the Bloodline run too. So you can almost guarantee he would have spent a lot less time engaging with family civil wars and more on vanquishing mustache-twirling villains as the company continued to cram the unwanted protagonist character down fans' throats. Pulsating Civil War showdowns in London, Saudi and SmackDown superkicks, and enough iconic capital M moments to fill hours and hours and hours of WWE highlight videos on YouTube. None of that probably goes down with a squeaky clean Roman still reigning.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And if Roman wasn't given that freedom to explore his own and utterly intriguing family affairs, all while holding the big belt, then a number of massive developments for other much-loved stars would have likely never seen the light of day either. WWE currently boasts more ridiculously over babyfaces than they actually know what to do with. When you really take a closer look at those current super popular heroes occupying the likes of Raw and SmackDown though, their rise to becoming some of the major reasons the company has arguably never been hotter can all be traced back to Roman's shocking turn. Without Roman pulverizing those monsters back in the summer of 2020 and eventually taking control of WWE via the Bloodline, Sami Zayn probably doesn't end up joining up with that particular faction, does he? He doesn't gradually transform into the most sympathetic underdog in the company on the back of being abused and controlled by the maniacal tribal chief. WWE then don't create one of the loudest moments in their entire history in Montreal at Elimination Chamber 2023 when Sami unsuccessfully tried to take Roman's title away. I'm still not over it. And Zayn and Kevin Owens' own long-term saga wouldn't have been gifted a few more glorious chapters if it weren't for their hugely emotional collisions throughout that Bloodline saga. And then they won the belt at WrestleMania. It was a whole thing. It was great. A frustrated Drew McIntyre has taken the pain of being screwed out of the championship by Roman and his Bloodline, specifically Solo Sikoa at Clash of the Castle. And he's used all that as fuel to become arguably the most complex and interesting character in all of wrestling right now. And Sikoa himself probably wouldn't have become one of the most successful successful NXT call-ups of all time if his family were not on top. Seth Rollins wouldn't have kicked off his own rather effective workhorse World Heavyweight Championship run if Roman had actually, you know, been on television defending his strap and not being a heel, sat at home with his feet up. And then you have Cody Rhodes, whose mission to finish the story has unquestionably been enhanced by the fact that the person currently holding the title that his daddy never won was somebody who was actually trained by Dusty Rhodes all those years ago, and he's a heel, and it's just, Roman has helped that story too. Whatever way you slice it, all of those heroes and more have all been raised by the high tide that is the tribal chief, a heel tribal chief, holding that belt for as long as he has. That's not to say that a world without a heel sitting at the head of the table would have been completely horrendous though. Roman Reigns has been holding the Universal Championship for 2,300,557 days and a half, I think, yeah, something like that. Or at least it feels like it's been that long. And while long dominant runs with the top strap aren't necessarily always a bad thing in the wrestling sphere, let's be honest, Roman's era of singles dominance peaked at WrestleMania 39 and has been doing more harm than good ever since, hasn't it? And really, he probably wouldn't have held onto this title for quite as long if he was still a babyface, would he? Because even WWE would not have had the audacity to keep that strap on the big dog character for 3 whole years because, well, there would have been riots, wouldn't there? So if Roman never turned heel and was still a babyface when he did return in 2020, you'd have no needle-moving villain holding the Universal and eventually WWE Championship hostage for all this time. So with that in mind, perhaps the also super popular Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, Daniel Bryan, Cody Rhodes, and more recently LA Knight, yeah, would have added another World Championship to their collection, or possibly even just won their first ever on WWE programming. And while stars like Zayn, McIntyre, and even Rhodes were able to take those heartbreaking L's and turn them into something positive down the line, you could argue that the likes of Knight and maybe even Owen struggled to really regain the sort of momentum they had before those big old tribal chief losses. But once WWE sniffed the chance to break even more records than the attendance and gross ones they'd already smashed, with Roman and his bloodline already proving that long-term stories equals money, a dumb obsession with moving Roman up the longest ever WWE championships of all time list began to develop too. The fact this entitled heel champion barely even defends his strap anymore completely undermines those attempts at making even more WWE history, of course. However, even with so many days spent sat at home with his feet up, it's still hard to argue against Roman playing a major part in making WWE the hottest promotion in the land again. Determined to change the world and provide a much needed escape from the often painful experience that was watching WWE at the time, Tony Khan and the Elite's AEW arrived in 2019 and quickly became the most exciting promotion in town. And all that momentum was sustained for a good few years there, with those elite lads including a certain Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, and so many more turning this place into not just a really compelling alternative to WWE, but a genuine challenger. However, the tide began to turn back towards WWE again when Roman and the Bloodline saga began to really intensify towards the back end of 2022 into 2023, with WWE seeing the chance to appeal to a mass audience and giving them more of the deeply satisfying and easy to digest soap opera drama that they were looking for. And it's safe to assume that WWE probably wouldn't have been able to lure in quite as many eyes with a long-term story like that if their big dog version of Roman was sat in the middle of it. Actually, they probably wouldn't have even had the patience to commit to that kind of long-term story with Roman at that time, because, yeah, let's be honest, he'd probably win the title and then be put through the usual cycle of nonsensical feuds and then probably drop the belt to Randy Orton at a B-show just for the shock value. But with Roman, Heyman and co at the wheel, they've been able to produce countless moments of absolute magic, regain their audience's trust, make some more popular stars out of not just the Bloodline members, but all those other people that clash with them along the way, and even gave a certain great one a reason to dip his eyebrow back in the sports entertainment pool. So many of the stars that you know and love today would likely be on completely different paths right now, and a lot of them would not have been as good. Records may not have been broken. WWE wouldn't possess yet another undisputed megastar. Exhilarating long-term storylines probably wouldn't have become the refreshing norm. The sports entertainment giant possibly would not be thriving in the way that it currently is today. And yeah, other super hot stars may have had the chance to really capitalize on their very much obvious popularity, and certain stories may have actually been finished when they were supposed to too. At the end of the day though, one thing and one thing alone is certain. The wrestling business would be an entirely different place in 2024 had Roman not decided to change the universe back in the summer of 2020 with the heel turn that absolutely none of us saw coming. Have you enjoyed this What If video today? Well, if you have, then go and click on this What If the Elite Jump Ship to WWE one too, because you know why? Simon Miller's in it, and we know you love him. Bye-bye.